Jacqueline B here on March the 7th. And does anybody else have a problem with those where you have to type in the, you know, show that you're a real person and type in the letters? I've been responding this morning a lot onto the actual audio boo. For those of you who don't know, that you can go to the boo and make a written response. And I've been responding a lot because I realised that there's such a lot of things that I wanted to comment on, but I didn't necessarily want to make several boos, which I actually in the end I have made several boos, but there were so many. So I thought, it's quite neat actually to go to the boo and make just a little written comment. And so that's what I've been doing. But Audio Boo took offence at this and decided to keep checking if I was a real person or not. So I'd make a response, and then the next one I'd make it would say to me, are you a real person? And then give me those stupid letters to type. And I have, I think that I have a mild form of dyslexia. I've always struggled with some words and so on. It wasn't invented in my day when I was at school, so we would never have known. But I really have immense trouble with those words, and I have to keep refreshing to get a new word and refreshing to get a new word, and it's very, very frustrating. And you're allowed to hear it, aren't you? I don't find that any better. I mean, it's just noisy. I've mentioned before that I don't have a TV, and a TV rather. And I think since I got used to not having a cacophony of sound, I actually find too much noise together quite disturbing. That's one of my objections to TV, is that you have adverts and they're loud and they're just noisy, and people in the room are chatting and the TV's on, and sometimes, like if you're in a pub, they've got the TV on and the music and people chatting. It's so disturbing to me. So I don't find those any easier than actually trying to understand what the flipping word says. So I thought I'd share that with you. Thanks for listening.